I'm Amanda Sewell here in the studio with Interlochen Arts Academy senior Nathaniel Hyder, who was recently selected as a winner of the 2017 Next Notes competition. Next Notes is a national competition hosted by the American Composers Forum. Nate was one of six winners chosen from over 130 submissions. Nate, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the piece that you won the competition with.
Yeah, so the piece was called Septet for Piano and Winds, and it was for woodwind quintet plus bass clarinet and piano. It's a piece I wrote in the summer of 2015 going into my junior year. It's the first composition of mine that I wrote that didn't involve strings. And being a string player myself, it was kind of an adjustment for me to make, but I had a lot of fun writing the piece, getting to explore the different colors of the instruments. And it came out really well. I'm happy with it.
So what kind of adjustments did you have to make when you were writing for winds as opposed to writing for strings?
It came down to like range and like the agility of the individual instruments. For example, there's a horn part in it, and I had to get used to the fact that horns maybe aren't as agile as like, say, a cello or viola. So in my first drafts of the piece, I would have like really intricate horn lines. Then I would come to realize that maybe this isn't very playable for a French horn to do. So just getting used to writing for woodwinds was kind of a challenge for me. But it was also really, really fun having the piano in there. It was also my first composition that involved keyboard. I had a lot of fun with that, and the piano plays a pretty crucial role in the composition.
You yourself are a violinist.
Yes.
So what's it like writing for instruments that are not your own instrument?
Well, it's interesting because whenever I compose, I actually play everything on the violin to see how it sounds. But when I'm writing for something that's not eventually going to be played on the violin, I have to make sure it's still playable on the instrument. So oftentimes I'll go to friends of mine who play those instruments and have them play it. And a lot of times things that are maybe easy for me on violin, being my primary instrument, end up being kind of challenging on the woodwind instruments that I chose to write for.
So have you gone to a friend or the person in the practice room
mm-hmm.
next to you to play something?
And many times, yeah.
How do they go about telling you it doesn't work for their instrument?
A lot of times they'll look at it and they say, oh yeah, I can do that. It's perfectly fine. Then I'll ask them to play it for me. And then like in reality, it's actually a lot harder than it seems. So they'll try it out for me. And if it doesn't work, I'll have to say, yeah, maybe I'll rewrite this part.
Have you ever had anybody say, oh, no, that's awful.
Oh yeah,
I can't
that's
do
happened
that.
Many times too. It's fun. I take it to my friends a lot. So they're always really honest with me. It's always funny when they tell me why a specific thing can't be done, but it's all just part of the learning process.
We're going to listen to another piece that you composed, not the piece you won the competition with, but a more recent composition.
Right.
Tell us about the piece we're going to hear.
Sure. This piece is titled Continuance. I wrote this piece in the summer of 2016, just this past summer. It's for a mixed chamber ensemble. We've got violin, cello, bass, clarinet, marimba and piano. I had a lot of fun writing this piece because it involves all of my favorite instruments, which is why I chose the instrumentation that I did. The players for these instruments are all some of my closest friends here at Interlochen, so rehearsals were particularly fun. In the recording you'll hear, I'm actually on violin myself, so I was part of the group, and they've been really great. They've been really courteous with their time. We've also just had a lot of fun in the rehearsal process. Yeah, it's been great.
The piece is called Continuance. What inspired that name?
None of the pieces that I write are inspired by programmatic ideas. So it's not like I took a story and set it to music. It's not like I took a specific idea and tried to set that to music. Continuance, like all of my other pieces, is based on a strictly musical idea that I then developed for the rest of the piece. A friend of mine, actually, upon listening to it, he came up with the title. It's very forward-moving and driving. There aren't many pauses in the piece. It's very, it starts from the beginning and goes to the end. There's not many stopping points. So he suggested Continuance, and I liked it, so I went with that.
So your friend gave it the name?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
Which instrument is he playing
he's
in the piece?
He's actually not in the piece. He's actually the page turner. he's a bass. he's a bass major here, Joseph, a good friend of mine. Yeah.
The page turner is a very important role in classical music, and an undervalued role, I think, in classical music. So what should we listen for in this piece?
I would pay close attention to the violin part. It's about 45 seconds in. The violin intro comes in with a solo and plays four quarter notes, the notes being B, F sharp, E, and then back to B. And this four note motive is one that I based the entire piece on. So I take this motive and I expand it. I put in different instruments, different ranges, different textures, and just basically have a lot of fun with it and see what I could do with that.
Who are some of your influences as a composer?
First and foremost, right now, I'd have to go with Steve Reich. Not only in the instrumentation that he chooses, it has a lot of influence on my music, but also kind of the repetitive nature, although I'm not quite the minimalist he is. I don't think anybody is, but I do take that element of repetition that he incorporates in his music, and I do infuse that in mine. Shostakovich, I also think, has a very big influence on me. I'm a big Shostakovich fan. Yeah.
I noticed that the violin, of course, starts us out. Is that because you're the violinist and you get to set things in motion?
When I was writing it, I didn't actually know that I would be the one playing it, but that might be some unconscious decision that I made to make my own instrument have the primary role in the beginning there.
But every instrument does have a chance to shine.
That's true, yeah.
In the piece.
Yeah. Yeah, the melody gets passed around through all the instruments. Everyone gets their time to shine, I guess.
Nate Heider, thank you so much for coming by Interlaken Public Radio today to talk about your music. The piece is called Continuance, Music of Nate Heider.